Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
And good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I'm doing really well, Taryn. It was a good night of feeds. I got what I thought to be the biggest truth bomb of the night. It's pronounced GIF with a hard G. I'm glad most people are with the program. So thumbs up on that.
It's true. We are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And by yesterday, I mean last night after that wonderful eviction. And yes, I did put out a poll on Twitter. Over 2,700 votes and 78% have reported in it's GIF with a hard G.
Yeah. The truth is out there. We know this. And like, you know, Brent is like your main advocate against that with the soft G, but I don't care if the creator did. The creator could be wrong. So that's how I feel.
Yeah. It's good. And Brent, anytime a poll doesn't go Brent's way, he's like, well, that poll doesn't count. I don't care if 3,000 people voted. It doesn't count because you posted it. Mm-hmm. All right, Brent, post whatever poll you want to post. It's always going to be the same result. It's GIF.
Yes, that's the truth. That's the truth this morning. Now, have a nice day, everyone. We're done here.
All right. So, oh, man, Pooya, so much to talk about. What a season. Oh, so good. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. Not much happened leading up to the eviction, but after the feeds went down prior to the live ceremony or eviction or whatever you might want to call it, Tyler did go to Bailey and gave her a heads up. Hey, something's going on. Rachel told me some stuff about you and maybe a power and how we should go after you. So just so you know, I'm voting Rachel out. Like I'm not down with all of the stuff that's going on with her. But Tyler was the only person to give Bailey a heads up. So she knew something was coming. But then of course, during the live eviction, Brett stands up, pit stains and all, and just goes straight at Rachel. I'm the target. Rachel's the pawn. How do I know? Rachel told me. You know what else she told me? She told me Bailey has a power that she can change the nominations next week. And why did Bailey tell her that? Because Rachel's the head of an all women's alliance called the Maneaters. And Rachel is just like, what? No, that's not true. And then by a vote of 5-4, Rachel, you have been evicted from the Big Brother house, storms out. JC says when she opened that second door, it slammed against the back wall and it was open for a very long time and he got to dance behind her. And she is meanwhile in tears rushing to Julie. Julie doesn't know what to say. Julie's just standing there like, what? Okay. Are you okay to sit down? Are we good? Can you talk? Can you speak, Rachel? Pooya, this was everything I've ever wanted.
It was glorious. You know, we were all sad when Caitlin left. To those people who joke that the season's over, you know, shut it off, I say, look what happened. It's just picking up. We're getting there. The streaks have continued. Another person just walked out with no hugs and kisses. Another person just went out to a big blindside. Half the house had no idea what's going on. The house still doesn't know who voted who, and it's just imploding more and more. This is everything you want in a season and more, because most times, okay, well, the feeds have been good. I don't know about the episodes, but the feeds have been nice. This is like all levels, all cylinders. Feeds good, episodes good. I'm happy with everything going on right now.
Yeah, we just, okay, all we need to do is pretend that the whole Meet the Parent segment was not a part of the episode, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
the best. Yes, it's just so good. And so Rachel sits down, and Julie, instead of like this being a regular exit interview, starts grilling her like she's Jack Bauer. Like, yeah. Rachel, who was it? I want names. Tell me, who voted you out? I want names right now. Rachel's like, I don't know. I have no idea what happened. I don't know. You tell me. I have no idea. And no, tell me, who was it that double crossed you? Double. I mean, it was a double cross. My alliance. Yep. Wait. No. Tell me the names. Tell me the names.
I want to hear them from your mouth. You say them right now. It was like an inquisition. I don't understand why Julie was so hard on the girl. I mean, and to be fair, like out of everyone that's left the house this season, she was definitely the most distraught of the bunch. So I don't know why she was getting this treatment, poor girl. Then she had to sit through the goodbye videos. Just crushed. She is crushed right now.
Yes. I mean, Angela was my final two, but I guess her and Casey and Tyler and who else like Sam and JC. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to see your goodbye messages? No.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
Too bad.
Evil Julie.
Get ready. And then we get Angela. Our final two was as irrelevant as you were in week two.
Slam.
Shouldn't have lied to me. What is wrong with Angela?
Anyone who didn't manage to watch the episode last night will be thanking you, Taryn, because this is spot on recreation of that. This was awesome to watch.
Oh,
so fucking good.
Oh, what is wrong with Angela needs to be a catchphrase for Big Brother from now and forever. Yeah. I did tweet out, anyone who ever said Angela was furniture needs to renounce that heresy. She is stone cold. She is iconic. Just wipe that from the history books. Angela is she's Cersei. Yes, Vincent, she's truly the villain we have always wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. So then we go to an HOH competition that was also fantastic. Ends up coming down to Angela and Rockstar, two very, very different people here. And it comes down to this tiebreaker question. Angela is going to win it because Rockstar can't do math. 60 times 30 is definitely not 1200. So then Angela ends up winning the HOH, and we are in for a fantastic week, Puya.
Absolutely. Honestly, Taryn, when I came on this morning, I was a little worried because after the HOH, we got a bomb thrown on us for a brand new twist. And I didn't know how you were going to be receiving that. With all the good stuff happening, could this put a dim on everything that we've experienced so far?
Yes. Man, I saw a lot of tweets about this stuff, like, oh, Grodner, she just this season there are no showmances and everybody's loving it. So Grodner's like, oh, no, we gotta get a Meet the Parents segment, we gotta get Swaggy, and we gotta shove the showmances in, and the twists are not interfering with the game, and the game is fantastic because of it. And Grodner's like, no, more twists, we need to get the more twists in there. And so hopefully this doesn't wreck the pace of this season. It definitely could, but it apparently, we'll talk about the details. Apparently it's only going to last for 2 weeks, which leaves me somewhat optimistic. But It is a lot of power. Here's what we've kind of discerned from the feeds so far about this hacker twist. It's going to be a competition very similar to the roadkill twist from Big Brother 18, where everybody competes individually. And then the winner is going to be told anonymously that they have won this competition and that they now have the power to do a few different things. First of which is it's like almost like a diamond power veto. They are going to get to change one of the nominations so they can take somebody off and then replace them with somebody of their choice. That's their first power. Their second power is that they then get to choose one player for the veto. So they will be replacing a nominee and then choosing another person additionally to play in the veto. This can be them or it can be somebody else. The power does remain anonymous throughout. So picking yourself to play the veto may or may not be a good idea, depending on how much you want to expose the fact that you won this power. The third thing they can do after all of that is they then get to nullify one vote for eviction. So they replace a nominee, they choose somebody for the veto, they nullify one eviction vote, and they do all of this anonymously. The one drawback to the hacker power, from what I understand, is that they are not immune. That's the difference between it being a diamond power veto plus extras and the hacker power, is that if they change the nomination, if they win the hacker power, they are still eligible for a renom. And I would assume that whoever they changed from the initial nomination would also be eligible for renom. So say you get nominated, you win the hacker power, you take yourself off the block, then somebody else wins the veto, uses the veto, the HOH can, I believe, put you back on the block. Granted, I'm saying all of this, we do not know the details for sure here. We are trying to piece this together based on what they've been saying in the house. We did not see the reveal. We've just heard them talking about it, and nobody's come out and said straight up, here are the details. This is what we've pieced together based on the context of what they're talking about and everything like that. So we will probably find out more details, but it's definitely going to be an interesting thing here.
Yeah, I mean, talk about twists and power. This is very overpowered. There's a lot that comes with it. Obviously, the drawbacks are there too, but then I was thinking about this, Taryn, because now we've got these two power apps that are still lingering in the house. Does the hacker app make Tyler's power app stronger than Bailey's now, do you think? Because I'm starting to feel like maybe that's the case, because he can still cloud himself from being put up. But Bailey, no matter what she does, the hacker could still change stuff up after she's done stuff. And she still get renamed.
Well, what it definitely does is just wreck Bailey's app. This makes Bailey's app so much worse. It was I'm not going to say we underestimated the producers in terms of balance, but we didn't anticipate, like, saying Bailey's app power up was by far the most powerful, and then she ruined it herself by telling too many people. But even if she hadn't ruined it by herself, it did balance out with this hacker app. Granted, it's only for 2 weeks. And Bailey's power lasts beyond 2 weeks, and it also lasted previously plenty of weeks. So it's not even like it's balanced out that much. It's just that because Bailey outed her power at this particular time, when she might as well play the power now that everybody knows about it, it happens to be at the exact same time that this hacker power is in play, and that kind of ruins Bailey's power. Because just to explain why, Bailey has to use her power prior to nomination. So Angela is HOH. Say Angela wants to nominate Bailey and Fessy. Bailey can go into the diary room prior to nominations and say, nope, not going to happen. Instead, here's what's going to happen. It's going to be Rockstar and Brett. And Rockstar and Brett are now on the block, and those are the two people she wants on the block. The hacker power, anybody who wins the hacker power, if anybody from the level six side wins it, they're probably going to take Brett off the block, removing, but it's okay. Sorry. Let me, even though Brett and Rockstar are the people she would probably put up. We'll get to that. Let me just assume that she has the correct knowledge and she's playing the game correctly. So let's say she puts up Brett and Tyler, with her power.
Yeah.
If anyone of level six wins the hacker power, they can then take Brett or Tyler off the block and then replace that person with somebody from Faute. At which point, Bailey's power app is already now they have the votes to take Faute out. And then on top of that, there's the veto that they can use to potentially take the other one, Tyler or Brett, off the block, and then have two Faute members on the block at the end of the week, despite Bailey's power. So basically, it gives two chances instead of just one for one of Bailey's nominations to be changed. And all it takes is one change to make her power basically irrelevant if she doesn't have the votes to vote out the other person. So it really does hinder the ability for Bailey to make much change here. In terms of Tyler, I'm not sure. Anything to decrease the power of Bailey's power up helps Tyler, because Bailey's power up is basically designed to ruin Tyler's power. Yeah. I'm not sure when the hacker ceremony is going to take place. I don't know if it's going to be before the veto ceremony or if it's going to be during the veto ceremony, but before the veto is used, or if it's going to if it's going to be a separate thing. Because if it's a separate thing, then Tyler cannot keep himself safe from the hacker nomination, because that he can only use his power during either nomination ceremony or veto ceremony. But if it takes place during one of those two things, then he can protect himself from that. His power basically is probably not nullified by this, but might be, depending on how it works. I wouldn't necessarily say it makes it stronger, but it is not, its power is not decreased by the hacker power, like Bailey's is, assuming that the hacker ceremony thing takes place during the veto ceremony and not as a separate thing. Otherwise, we're not sure.
Yeah. Well, I got to go ahead and assume that it would be somewhere around probably during the picking the players for the veto ceremony, because someone gets to be picked to be put in there automatically. Right. So it's just not knowing is kind of frustrating, especially because there's so much mechanics that go on with this. So we're probably going to find that out today at some point. So people should keep a lookout for that, because I think it'll be more clear as the game starts moving and the noms happen, and then we'll know where it's going.
Yeah. To track it. Thinking about it, if the hacker power allows you to pick somebody to play in the veto, and you're changing one of the nominations, then the person that you're changing needs to also play in the veto, which means that has to happen before the veto ceremony.
Right.
And if you're changing the nominations, then you're obviously not going to do that ceremony prior to or even during the nomination ceremony. So it has to be between. It has to be after the nomination ceremony, before the veto ceremony, which means that Tyler's power cannot protect himself from this. So this does actually continue to invalidate Tyler's power in the same way that it invalidates Bailey's power for these 2 weeks. The difference being here that I don't think many people would put Tyler up on the block, so he might not need to use the power. But yes, it does seem like this weakens Tyler's power in the same way that it weakens Bailey's. So that's interesting to know. Lots of power talk. And again, we still don't even know for sure what's going to happen here. Fancy Bebe wants to know in the chat, is anyone going after Tyler? I can't think of a single person that would put Tyler up with the hacker app or the hacker power. It might have been Rockstar if Brett had left, but Brett did not leave. And you better bet that she's going to put Brett up on the block over Tyler. So I honestly don't think I don't think anybody would.
I think he's currently looking good, because he went out of his way to do the precautions with Bailey. He also did take Sam aside and warned her, kind of gave her like a Brett's going to do this speech. Be ready, so that Sam wouldn't feel some type of way. He's covered all his bases. He's good with Scotty. Bailey is fine with him. they're all like, the entire Faute side is now like just looking into each other as the Hinkies. They're not even, because Tyler owned up. Tyler said, I found out stuff. I voted her out. So he washed his hands with it. He looks good with everyone. People understand why I did it. It's justified. So he's fine. Honestly, I think he's completely, there's no worry for anybody concerned with Tyler this week, at the very least.
Yes. And we are 20 minutes into this update, and it's time to start talking about what happened on the feeds, because there's so much to talk about. The feeds come back to, of course, chaos. And, you know, there are lots of people out there like Brent who are tweeting about like, this is, they're going to be exposed. It's going to be so obvious. What a dumb move for them to pick Brett over Rachel. It doesn't make any sense. It's going to expose them. Tyler's going to be exposed, obviously. And I'm sitting here like, guys, I think this might work. I think this is crazy enough to work. Wouldn't you know, this has worked. They're back to chaos. Fessy has got a blanket around him like he always does post eviction when things do not go his way. He is denying knowledge of the Power app. He is pretending like, what? I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about that. They're all hunting for the Hinky vote, and it's glorious, Puya.
It was amazing. I think, okay, so to kind of be like, I understand Brent for a hot second. The fact that this is another person that got slighted and just ran out the house without blowing anything up, I think that's another factor into it. Because had Rachel gotten up as she was walking out and just blew up the alliance, then there would probably be some concern, some cracks, some like they would have to fix things afterwards. But none of that happened. She just walked out and left them safe. So that's all good there.
For the record, I also said earlier in the week that I didn't think she would say anything because she'd be too much in shock, because that's generally what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And then I love this Fessy's I'm a dummy blanket that he just holds around after every eviction.
Like, it makes him feel safe.
Yeah, he's like, I just need you to know that I'm feeling okay right now. This is my cocoon. This makes me feel okay. Poor Fessy. The one thing I will give him, and the one thing I feel like everyone gave him credit for, is bravo. You didn't spill the secret. You didn't tell anyone about Bailey's Power app. And by the end of the night, Bailey told people that he knew. He had knew all along. So now that's been shot to death. The one good thing this kid did is now gone.
Yeah. Fessy might be my favorite player in the house.
What?
Because I just love watching him every single week, just like in complete confusion. He is just like, without Fessy there, I mean, for as annoying as he is, for as annoying as people like Rockstar are, like all these people, like, they're so bad that it makes me happy to watch them fail. And I think that's part of why this season is so good, because people, they always root for the underdog, but this season the underdogs are such a ridiculous mess and they're so unrootable that people are enjoying watching them fail. And that's a major key, because Big Brother, as we've talked about, is this sort of contradiction where you want to see the underdogs succeed, but they're underdogs for a reason, and so they're gonna fail, and it's gonna make you frustrated. But when you're happy to see the underdogs fail, it's gonna make you happy and you're gonna like the season. And I think that really what we need in future Big Brother seasons is, as Shelley says, more terrible underdogs. I think that's what we need.
I mean, this is a sight unseen. It's been a while since we've had this archetype run in. You are thinking along the same lines as Brett though, Taryn, where Brett also said last night that he would love to see Fessy stay in the house, because every week after the eviction, Fessy just doesn't know what's going on, and he loves that. He's entertained by that. So it could be a key strategy for Fessy to make it farther in the game, honestly.
Yes. Sam has a brief conversation with Angela where she lets Angela know, just because Sam like hates Haley with a passion, apparently.
Yeah.
Just Haley's gonna be up your butt so much she'll be able to taste what you ate. But I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna sit back and just like, you know, I just can't do that stuff. So Angela's like, don't worry, you take a vacation, you're good. Don't worry about it. And Sam's like, okay, good. So that happens.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, this is not the last we hear of Sam tonight. Like, no. Sam, Sam has a plan. Sam has a master.
I love plan. Sam's plan. I wish they. Yeah. I wish. I know. We'll
yeah, this is it. You hacking into Sam, is yeah. what I think.
So Tyler is going to go around explaining his vote to everyone. This is why I mentioned that this is sort of what I figured he would do. Just explain the vote, like, hey, Rachel told me some things. I didn't trust her. So I decided to vote Rachel out. I didn't realize there would be four other votes there. I mean, wow, what a surprise. But I let Bailey know, and he also let a couple of other people know, both before and after the vote. Like, oh, I voted this way, and here's why. Really getting out ahead of it. So that's going to be Tyler's line, and he's going to explain that to the Faute people. And he'll also have a long conversation with Bailey in a little bit as well, where he explains it in more detail. JC and Scotty are going to have a conversation. JC is going to start his rounds of denying his involvement in the vote. He's going to go to Scotty. Scotty, was it you? Was it you? Scotty's, it wasn't me. I mean, I'm happy that she's gone. She was saying my name, but it wasn't me. And Scotty at some point is going to be like every single person that's left except for Steve was like saying my name and like trying to get me targeted. And I campaigned to keep them all and voted to keep them all, but they all left anyway. I don't know what's happening. JC. Is telling him the guys are in trouble. Angela's going to nominate two of the guys. It's going to be me, you, or Fessy. I just want to keep us safe. So let me talk to Angela. I'm going to try and keep you off the block. I want to do this. I really think Rockstar is somebody that we can maybe get on the block. I think Rockstar is really sketchy. I think she might have been the vote. Meanwhile, Rockstar is crying in every single room of the house, which is part of what sketches JC. He's like, when I cry, I go cry in a corner by myself. Rockstar, she's like walking around, like walking in front of everyone, making sure everyone sees her cry, like super, super, super sketchy. So JC says, just chill, just, you know, be quiet. Let me do the work. I'm going to try and keep you off the block, Scotty.
Yeah. Now, JC's putting in the work to keep Scotty and Fessy off the block. And we saw him do this, as you mentioned. The name in his mouth mostly has been Rockstar. He also tries to throw in Haley in the mix later to Angela to potentially have those two go up. The one thing I liked about this conversation, well, one thing I hated was close the damn fridge, guys. Like, why is this fridge door open? It's so annoying. We're hearing the alarm. But then the second thing was Scotty telling JC, the one week you had no involvement, this happens. And JC's like, thanks for saying that, Scotty. That means a lot. I appreciate that. So JC loves that. And I think he's done a pretty good damn job because none of it, the Faute people even think JC's the one they think is solid. They're looking at each other more than they are JC. And that's a sight to behold, honestly.
Yes. So JC finishes this conversation with Scotty. They were in the storage room, as you mentioned. And Scotty just looks to the cameras and he's like, guys, if I win this game, I'm the worst winner ever because I have no idea what's going on. And then he walks away and he turns back. He's like, and I love it. It's amazing.
He's just so happy to be there. I mean, why wouldn't you be if you're on the wrong side? Sure. But then also everyone that's kind of gone out has had his name in their mouth. So it's like a win-win, but it's also he's getting to play, he's getting to live out his dream. You don't care. He's in for the ride. He's having fun. And at him, if you feel some type of way, because he said at me.
Yes.
So I'm just reporting that.
Always love the self-awareness in the super fan house guests. Yeah. Definitely if Scotty wins this game and people are trying to alter history, we have a conversation to point to. Granted, I do think he's playing a halfway decent game, regardless of the fact that he barely knows anything. What are you going to do? JC then will go to Fessy and he'll repeat a lot of what he said to Scotty to Fessy as well, saying, you know, keep your mouth shut. I'm going to keep you safe this week. He says to Fessy, like, look, I didn't do anything. I trusted you last week and look what happens. Look what happens. So let me take care of it this week. I will be in charge this week. I will try and keep you safe, try and keep you off the block. The vote must have been Scotty or a rock star. I'm telling you, I don't think it was Haley. And Fessy's like, you don't think it's Haley? Why don't you think it's Haley? And he's just, I don't know, I don't think it's Haley. Haley has a crush on you. And mm-hmm. Fessy's like, really? Oh, really? You think so? Really? And JC's just like, nah, if it was Haley, then you just looked like the biggest dumb idiot in all of America right now. And this is like the deepest, darkest fear of Fessy. And so he's like, what? JC? And JC's like, yeah, I mean, your social game will be effed. Your whole social life, your whole social life out of this house will be totally effed if she's been playing you this whole time. And Fessy's just like losing. He's like, JC!
Riling Fessy up. And again, spoiler alert, Fessy will have a conversation with Haley about just this stuff exactly later on in the storage room as well. That's coming up too.
Yes. He just tells Fessy, like, let me do the work this week. I'll try and keep us safe. And so they're good there. It's at this point that the feeds go down and they're told about the hacker power. And then when the feeds come back up, we do see a brief conversation with Angela and Casey, where Angela lets Casey know her initial thoughts right now are backdoor Scotty with maybe like Rockstar and Fessy up on the block. That was kind of her first thought. She kind of briefly mentions it to Casey here. So that's just to get a sense of where her head is at right now. Yeah. Then we get to one of my favorite scenes from the night. Fessy, Rockstar, Scotty, JC, and Haley, all five people who are claiming to have voted for Brett to leave, all in the same room together with nobody else there, and all swearing that they voted Brett out. It's like a murder mystery. There's five of them there. One of them is the killer, and they all know that one of them is the killer, but none of them is owning up to it. And they're all swearing it wasn't me. And JC himself is playing detective, and he's the killer. It's fantastic.
Oh, it was great viewing experience last night. The fact that JC can sit there with these people and actively do a good job of covering his own butt while also seeming like the most concerned of the bunch to figure it out was just top notch. And there's a couple reasons why JC is not the obvious. And there's a couple reasons why people are looking into their own group. First, it's been covered on this very update, Haley and Brett kind of being on the hammock, hanging out and stuff. That's still in the background. People are still thinking about that.
Fessy's going to talk to Haley about 5 hours in a hammock.
It's happening. And then Rockstar being in a conversation with Brett in the have-not room, or just sitting with Brett in the have-not room, they're convinced that that is a thing that, you know, as JC put it last night, they're either super enemies or they're super friends. And I don't know which one it is. So these are the two big factors that have got people doubting the group. Scotty, obviously, with that one hinky vote on Swaggy still haunting him, that's still a concern for them. So that's the three of them over there that are kind of being considered. And these are the reasons why. And the reason why JC isn't being considered is because Fessy has done an immaculate job of just banging home the fact that JC is a straight shooter and JC is factual and JC doesn't lie. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people are like, how do they not think that JC is the vote? They are all in an alliance called the Hive, and they're all they're all suspecting each other and not suspecting the one person that wasn't a part of their alliance. But it is because there has been a lot of prep work to make this lie work. Similar to how Andy pulled off his whole double eviction lie on Big Brother 15. It takes a lot of prep work, and JC was honest with Fessy within the first 2 weeks about his vote. Which was against Fessy's interests and group, which really helped JC sell future lies. Then we had Tyler helping by, you know, talking about some certain things and trying to set JC up for this particular vote. JC set himself up a little bit here by saying he saw Rockstar and Brett talking alone. Pretty sure this was a lie, just a complete fabrication. And but he knew that there was going to be a Hinkie vote. So he made up the lie prior to put some suspicion out there for when the Hinkie vote happened. So he made this up that, I saw Rockstar and Brett talking secretly. Like, that's just weird, right? Like, I wonder if that will have any future relevance or be any kind of Chekhov's gun. So that's there. JC also knowing that he was going to vote this way has spent most of the week talking about how he wants Brett gone and that he really wanted Rachel to stay and that he feels like Brett is coming after him and he thinks that Brett is a huge threat to his game. So after the vote, he apparently was like in tears and for a little bit and was like, do you guys know, like, I wanted Brett to go home. I made that very clear to everybody. Like, I think Brett's coming for me. I wanted Rachel to stay. And so they're all thinking like, well, it can't be JC because he wanted Brett to go. He hates Brett. He wants Brett. He thinks Brett is coming after him. So like all of these things, plus obviously, Brett hanging out with Scotty so much prior to the eviction, that was all to set up the fact that JC, wouldn't have voted that way. Then Brett hanging out with Haley so much has convinced people that Haley might be a little bit sketchy, and people like Rockstar and obviously Fessy are like, well, how are you hanging out with this kid for 5 hours? And then you're voting to, and then you're, we're supposed to believe that you're voting to evict him. So all of these things are compounding. And so when you ask like, how are they not believing that, how are they not not suspecting that JC was the vote? It's all of those things combined. And anytime anybody mentions JC's name, one of those things comes up to go like, well, nah, it's not him. And so they're all pointing at each other. And JC is just sitting in the background, like directing the action. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. I think I speak for everyone when I say no one thought JC would be capable of any of this preseason. And now to watch him do all this successfully, it's been glorious. He fits in that role really well. I mean, again, we've talked about this multiple times. He is not in the level six alliance, but he continues to be with them. But he's also playing the middle phenomenally because they're not suspecting him. He's not in their alliance either. He's just straight up in the middle. And they have no idea. And all the cracks that formed during this past week, all the things Brett did, all the things JC was able to convince them of, have now resulted in this mishmash mess of a night that was just fantastic viewing.
Yes, it's really, really great stuff. This scene of the five of them in a room trying to figure out who done it, and JC is trying to, he's leading the charge. Rockstar eventually leaves the room, and JC leaves too, leaving Scotty, Haley, and Fessy. Fessy is then going to start to, he starts to question Haley. He's like, Haley, I need to ask. And she's like, I know what you're going to say. He was going to say, by the way, was it you, Haley? But Haley thinks he's going to say, it's Rockstar, because that's where Haley's mind is at. Haley's like, It had to have been Rockstar. Either there's some kind of secret alliance between Rockstar. Some people thought she was referring to a secret alliance as in level six, but no, she's talking about either there's a secret alliance between Rockstar and Brett that we haven't known about, or she just voted that way because she wanted a target in the house. I don't think it was JC. Obviously, I don't think it was you or Scotty right here with me right now. It had to have been Rockstar. And Fessy was kind of like, right, yeah, Rockstar. That's what I was definitely going to say. Then JC comes back in and he's like, yeah, I think it was Rockstar. He explains about the crying thing. And by the way, I think the crying thing, Rockstar was crying a lot. But she was, as JC was saying, moving around to every room in the house.
Yeah.
Going into the storage room. This is stupid. Oh. And then like crying in the kitchen, then crying in the bathroom and crying in the bedrooms. I absolutely think she wanted people to see her crying. I think that's just who she is. She wanted to make sure everybody knew that she didn't want to nominate JC because she's an ally. She also wanted to make sure that everybody knew how upset she was that Brett, the white privileged man, stayed in the house. That's just who she is. And JC is able to use it against her in this moment. And so they're all kind of on board that it is probably Rockstar. But then as soon as Scotty and Haley leave, as soon as Fessy and Haley leave, because Fessy's now going to have a conversation with Haley about the 5 hours in a hammock, JC tells Scotty, you know, Fessy thinks it was either you or Rockstar. He just isn't going to say that when you're in the room. So he's still like just spreading this suspicion to everyone. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, like he's very effectively trying to make sure that Fessy, he wants Fessy and Scotty. He feels like he can play with them, but he wants them both to report to him and not to each other. If it's a triangle, he wants to be at the top of the triangle with these two on the sides. Then another factor to just go back to what you were saying about Rockstar, it does look like she was trying to make a scene or like be recognized in the scene. Like who sits on a countertop like that? Like in the storage room I'm talking about. That looked weird to me before
anything went down. She was just waiting for somebody to come in.
Yeah. And like the tier, I don't know. Yeah. So I definitely buy into all of that for sure. Another thing too, which helps into it, and I feel like this might be a thing. So it's like when you're in a season, when you're in your season, the way that season goes is kind of what's shaping your mind, especially if you're more of a new player. So bear with me for a second. Caitlin flips, wins HOH. Scotty flips, wins HOH. Rockstar flips, almost wins HOH, and now is crying. I feel like that's one of those things where it's like, if you're trying to put the needle through the thread, then you're really trying to like make something work. You can justify it by looking at stuff like that and be like, that almost happened. It almost happened. So that could be another case there to be made. And again, just to go back to this conversation, we're still here. This is how entertaining last night was. We're still here. We haven't even talked about the Sam stuff. We haven't even talked about the Angela. So we haven't even talked about the HOH room. She doesn't have the key yet. She hasn't gotten her room yet.
And Witless in the chat saying, I don't fault her for crying, especially after Bay did what she did. We haven't gotten to that yet. She was crying long before that. Yeah.
It's a whole other crying afterwards.
Yes. So Fessy is going to interrogate Haley about the 5 hours in the hammock. And that's going to, you guys know the drill in terms of that. So then Angela is going to talk to Tyler. This is going to be the first long conversation we have about the nominations. Angela lets Tyler know her initial thought right now is Fessy and Rockstar up on the block with Scotty as the back door. Tyler says, I'm happy with that. I'm fine with Scotty leaving. Scotty's a threat. He's sketchy. But he also suggests, you know, wouldn't be bad to also backdoor Bailey if we have the chance, because she does have this power, and to get that power out of the way would be a good idea. And Andrew's like, that is a good idea. And he also mentions that because she's thinking like, should we take out Scotty, or maybe should we take out Fessy? And Tyler lets her know like, well, I think we should take out Scotty. Here are a couple of reasons. One, JC will push back on Fessy, so we'll keep JC happy by taking Scotty out first. If you don't initially nominate Fessy, then Bailey has less of a reason to use her power this week. And then, like we said, we can maybe backdoor her after she doesn't use the power. So all of this is kind of making sense to Angela, and her thinking is kind of changing to, all right, maybe instead of Fessy and Rockstar, I'll nominate Scotty and Rockstar to keep Bailey from using the power. And then once, you know, either the hacker app or the hacker power or the veto is used, then we'll backdoor Fessy or maybe Bailey. And that's kind of what she's thinking at this point. And that's basically going to be the plan moving forward through the night.
Yeah, essentially the only real change that happens to her first draft is Fessy kind of becomes more of a plan backdoor and post-nom kind of person, whereas Scotty moves up front into one of the two chairs to start. And another one of the reasonings there was that, well, I feel like I just talk to Scotty and tell him that, oh, I'm rooting for him to win. I believe he has in his power to win the competition. So that's good. Also, the fact that there were murmurs that Scotty was saying he wanted Rachel and Angela up. And now that Rachel's gone, Angela's the number one target. So that's a good justification for her to kind of put in there as well. Like, it all lines up well for them to do this. And I feel like Tyler kind of, you know, bringing up Bailey, it starts becoming a little more serious afterwards, just because Tyler will end up having a conversation with Bailey, which we'll get to, where he finds out how long this power is good for. And while everyone was thinking this is the only week, he knows now that it will be going longer than the hacker app's going to go. So it's a concerning thing for him moving forward.
Yes. Shortly after his conversation with Angela, he's going to go up to the balcony with Bailey. And we finally get the Bailey conversation. We were wondering, is he outed? Has he ruined his relationship with Bailey? No. It actually seems like it's the opposite, because Bailey is just so grateful that Tyler is the only one that told her what was going on before the vote happened. Mm-hmm. She's mad at basically everyone else. She doesn't know who to trust in her own alliance. She thinks they're a mess. She thinks that one of them is lying to her because of the vote thing. And so she's very grateful for Tyler, who always lets her know what's going on. And so she ends up telling Tyler about her power. She tells him all the details. Every last mm-hmm. bit of the, it has to happen before the nominations. It's good until the final eight. You know, this is what I didn't tell Rachel everything. I did tell Fessy some things because we were trying to get trending, and I just told him right after because Fessy had just, or Swaggy had just been voted out. So Tyler now knows everything about the power. His story to Bailey is that I found out Rachel talked to me. She told me that you had the power and that, you know, that you were trying to, that you were saying that I, wanted Angela up on the block and that she was talking trash to me, to you, to like test you or like get something out of you. And I was like, well, that's, why are you talking trash about me? That doesn't make any, why would you do that to me? Just pure fiction. And that she was telling Tyler that we need to go after Bailey because she has this power. And he was like, I'm not down with that. Why are you talking trash about me? Why are we going after Bailey? I don't like this at all. So he decided that he wanted to vote Rachel out. And that's what he let Bailey know prior to the eviction. And he thought he was just going to be one vote. He just randomly four other votes just happened to come in line with that. And like, I guess it just works out that way. What a surprise. And she is fully bought into this idea. She still trusts Tyler, and that's why she tells him about the power.
Yeah, it's a very effective move. I specifically myself spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, saying, why would she listen to Tyler? Why would she trust Tyler? Because there's all these crazies, weirdos, variables around the house. And Tyler seems like the one solid guy she can have a one-on-one heart-to-heart with and feel normal in. And this is another one of those examples where Tyler, well, straight up tells her what he's doing. And in the sea of all this doubt, knowing for certain someone did something, even if it was something you didn't want, and he's able to justify it the way he did, she's more than okay with it. Because she still has to go to bed thinking about which snake was the one that backed out and like flipped on him, on her, sorry. So this is all good for him. And it works out. Like, I know people are talking about, well, Tyler, you know, yeah, he's playing fine, but there's some things he doesn't need to do when he does them and they work out. That is true. But he's still making the moves necessary. Like, this is these little things, these subtle things, the stuff with Bailey, I would like to point out and be like, these are working out. Some of it is not on his own doing. Some of it is lucky. But there are pieces that he has to reinforce and make sure they stick. And that's what he's been doing last night. And it worked. Because, again, she has to go looking for variables. She believes Tyler. She believes that Tyler listened to Rachel, called her stuff BS, booted her because he likes Bailey. He wants Bailey around. So she's thankful for that. She wants honesty. We get more of this throughout the night. Bailey just wants to know the truth. She doesn't care about anything else.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people were making this big deal about like, why are they, you know, blindsiding? Why are they not going to try and make this unanimous? All of this stuff, but one of the reasons is because, and I mentioned this, like, when it's unanimous, then Rachel is going to find out. Like, somebody's going to give her the heads up, and because Rachel never found out, because you shocked her so much that she stormed out of the house without saying a single word, they now have free reign to blame any and everything on Rachel. They can say whatever they want about her and everyone is going to believe it, because it's a scapegoat. That's what everybody wants in this house. Rachel was the vote last week. That's what happened. Rachel told everyone about the power. And here's why. You have the seed of truth, which is Rachel told somebody about Bailey's power. And because of that, you now can convince everyone that everything else that you say about her is true as well. Because if you know about the power, then she must have told somebody about the power, which means that must be true. And if that's true, then everything else must also be true. So they get to say whatever they want. They get to say, oh, yeah, Rachel, by the way, Angela and Casey told Bailey, yeah, we decided to vote this way because Rachel was trying to make final twos with all three of us. And then she was telling us we need to go after you. And she was talking about Tyler and she told us about the power. And we were just like, this is ridiculous. And Bailey's like, oh, thank you guys for having my back. I had no idea Rachel was doing all these things. From Bailey's perspective, she was like, she didn't care that much about which one went anyway. And so the only thing she's mad about is that Casey and Angela didn't give her a heads up, whereas Tyler did. And she's mad that Brett attacked her because she had a truce with him, and she's mad that in his speech she outed her power, and she like really he really like came at her and apparently like called her honey or something. She's really mad about that. She's very pissed at Brett in this spot. And Tyler is like, well, I don't think he meant anything by it. I think you need to make peace with Brett, because this is again, like Tyler's just like, he knows exactly how to act as though he is the person that Bailey thinks he is. Right. So like, he's like, well, no, like I need you to make peace with Tyler, with Brett, because I don't want Brett to nominate you if he wins the hacker power or anything. Like I just like, just tell him that it's fine. That like water under the bridge. I think he has bigger targets. But Bailey, like he's trying to like tell her how to play a big brother essentially. And Bailey's like, yeah, but why would I do that? He owes me an apology. It's like, I get that, but like you should try to make not that it matters because I'm trying to get you backdoored this week, but I'm trying to pretend to give you advice here and you're not taking my actual good advice. So what are you doing?
Yeah. No, he plays her really well. And I feel like that's the one thing that's impressive with Tyler is that he knows what others think of him. Like every single person thinks of him, and he's able to slip into that costume right before he enters the room, and he's able to play off of that perfectly. Like there's been so many parts, so many moments, so many dynamics that should have faltered by now, but because he's able to keep his shtick up, because he's able to keep those characteristics that they see in him up, it's working flawlessly. I mean, again, Bailey now is in the situation where she gave the honest stuff to somebody who sold her out, and now they're gone, and she didn't really have to sit there and find that out and stew over it. So that's a good thing. So, and while Bailey, you know, obviously she has to get this anger out somewhere, and she points the direction into Rockstar during the night, Tyler's doing a good job maintaining her, reeling her back in, and before she blows up or anything. Because it's funny, when Feats came on, she was really pissed off, Bailey was. And Rockstar was the one saying, don't do anything crazy. Don't do what I did. Don't do what I did. Which, you know, funny. Ironic.
It's because Rockstar was trying not to do what she did. Instead, was just showing everybody how sad she was because she was trying to hold back from yelling.
Yeah. The complete opposite.
Yes. So Angela is, meanwhile, talking to JC. They have a long conversation. JC's spending a lot of time here trying to convince Angela not to put up Scotty. He doesn't want her to put up any of the guys. He wants Haley and Rockstar up on the block. Because he doesn't want the guys up. He's trying to legitimately protect Scotty and Fessy here. Those are his people right now. But it's not going to work. He's not going to get anywhere. This is kind of a non-starter here.
Yeah, it's kind of just keeps going roundabout. And, you know, later in the night, Angela talks about how she just plays dumb when JC's around, because JC just keeps trying to like push an agenda. Obviously, she wasn't planning on doing that, because JC's validation, justification for this was, well, if you put Haley up next to Rockstar, we know Rockstar is going. And we all know that Rockstar is more of the backup plan. If everyone that they want out is safe, we'll just get rid of Rockstar. So that's not really going to hold any water for her moving forward.
Yes. So Then we had Bailey and Haley having a conversation. Haley is mad at Bailey because Bailey trusted Rachel with the information about the power and not Haley. She's like, what's up with that? To the collective entire audience is also wondering what's up with that. But Bailey's just like, it was an accident. I was mad at myself for doing it. I'm sorry. They also talk about the flip vote. They don't think it was JC. Haley's like, it only makes sense if it's Rockstar, but she swore on her kids. So was it? But maybe it was Scotty, but maybe it was Rockstar. They're not sure. And it was great in an earlier conversation. They're back and forth between Rockstar and Scotty. They're not sure. And so they clear the air about the power stuff, and they're still on the same page for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, later on, we'll get into a moment where Bailey decides, well, you guys both think it's each other, so we need to get y'all in a room and have this discussion. Because this is pretty much what it stems from, is that at some point during the night, Haley and Rockstar both end up in this situation where they're feeling so heartbroken and so upset that they're thinking it's their best friend that did this, that flipped. And then trying to figure out which one of them it is, because obviously JC's out of the picture, not going to be the case. And Scotty, for some reason, is not being looked at as much. I love the math that Brett did last night, which half of them think it's Rockstar, half of them think it's Haley, and a quarter of them think it's Scotty, which yep. That's pretty much the math. Math checks out there.
Yep. So then Fessy talks to Bailey, and Fessy is going to push Bailey to use the power this week. And I'm thinking, yeah. Oh, here we go. Fessy might have a good idea here. She should be using the power this week. And he's like to nominate Brett and Rockstar. Brett and Rockstar. Cause they have a secret alliance. And if we get those two up on the block, we'll finally get the truth out of them. And Bailey thinks that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the problem when madness happens, where you get to this point where you just feel like you have no idea what's going on in the game for 4 or 5 weeks straight. You just want the truth. You don't care. As long as you have some modicum of facts that you can go to bed with, you're happy, especially if you're these two, three people. So for whatever reason, putting up Rockstar and Brett would be good, because at this point, they've just completely convinced themselves that these two had a conversation and it held water. All that wacky stuff that happened. Brett's still here. Brett didn't vote to get rid of Rockstar when he had the chance. What is that all about? They're just convinced that something sneaky is going on, because every time they've been so sure the result's going to go their way, it hasn't. So it's got to be something crazy that happened, right? Because why else would something 100% not happen? This is crazy enough for them to believe it, that it's these two being in an alliance.
Yeah. And so, you know, they're talking about this. Bailey's like, Fessy is like, you know, well, it won't matter because we have the numbers. And Bailey just straight up says, we can't trust the numbers. We can't trust the numbers. We don't know. And like that just, it was pure bliss to me to hear that there are people playing Big Brother right now who are operating on a level where they just can't trust any vote. Any vote could go wrong because they have no idea who's even on their side. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to watch. They eventually kind of come off of this idea. Because then she's like, well, but what if it's not Rockstar? What if it's Scotty? Not JC, Scotty. What if it's Scotty, though? Bailey is considering this. She's going to continue to consider this for a little while. Maybe she should use the power and nominate Brett and Rockstar. Honestly, would not be the worst case scenario for level six, but it would be a pretty good case scenario, actually. But even better would be to convince her not to use it and then backdoor her. That's what they talk about there.
Yeah. And we will get into it where eventually we kind of find out where Bailey's head is at by the end of the night when she ends up talking to Angela and has her one-on-one over there. So while this idea would have been interesting if it had played out, I feel like rest assured we can almost, I would say 85, 80, 90% say that it's not going to happen. She's not using it.
Yes. So then we get a twist in the night. Yes. Sam is calling a house meeting. What's this about? What is Sam got off her sleeve here. Mm-hmm. House meeting, first house meeting of the season. What's happening? Sam has a proposition to make about this whole hacker power. She says, look, I have an idea. This, they keep throwing these things at us. It's not fair. It's not right. Why don't we just everybody throw the hacker competition to me? And then I will be the sacrifice, as they might call it in the Farseer books. I will be the sacrifice, and I will exclude my own vote, and I will not change the nominations. And we just do that two times, and we completely nullify the hacker power. And I'm back in on Sam. Yes. Good, Sam. Nullify those twists.
The minute I saw this, the subject of this meeting, I was like, this is where Taryn turns his back on not liking Sam and is back in her good books. Yeah. So this happens. Sam goes on about this. Scotty goes, oh, you're asking me to throw a comment. Yes, Scotty, let me explain. And she just goes on talking about how this will just be one more thing to cause conspiracy in the house. You guys know me. I do this for y'all. I'm the martyr. I take care of you guys. Like, and then the one thing that I just hated hearing was like, see, during my HOH, we had one person. Let's give me this opportunity. Let's make that right. Let's go back to a unanimous vote. Let's make that happen. I'll just take this. And then Rockstar rightfully goes, well, no, you're not sacrificing yourself. You're asking for the power. It's like, no, but it won't be the power if I don't use it, if I just let it like sit there. So I feel like, you know, Sam's coming from a good place, she believes, where she's going to make this not be there, make it so that the house is peaceful. But maybe if I'm thinking, like, if I want Sam to succeed, so like you, Taryn, if you wanted this to succeed, wouldn't the correct move have been give it to the HOH? Just throw it to whoever the HOH is. I mean, you know, no one's going to unanimously decide this.
Well, Sam is the only honest and truthful person in the house, so they couldn't trust anyone but Sam.
Yeah. I mean, the moral compass is north with that one.
Yeah.
So she really tries. She says, you know, how about we do this? And then JC makes the argument of, well, what makes you think that the two nominees are just going to be okay with doing this? And then JC gets a little sarcastic. You can tell Sam's getting annoyed.
JC loves this. He's loving this.
He just loves the chaos of it all. And then, so then they decide, they zero in on this decision of, well, okay, let's do a vote. If it's unanimous, we'll do it. So if it's a Cheerio, it's a yes. If it's an M&M, it's a no, or the other way around. I'm not completely sure. Ultimately, it doesn't really happen. If you guys want to check this out, this was a fun meeting. It starts around 10:40 Big Brother time.
Yes. JC is the one that suggests the anonymous vote. Yeah. Because he wants the vote to happen. He is loving this whole thing. He's like, yes, we're going to F production over. and so they're getting ready for the vote. But Rockstar eventually goes like, well, the nominees are never going to we're never going to trust the nominees to not win this competition. They're not going to throw the competition if they're up on the block. So they all kind of agree, like, yeah, it's not going to work. And Sam's like, all right, fine. I'm just trying to help everyone out. I'm just trying to progress female empowerment, but that's what you want. And then they're all just going to like have a great laugh about all of this. Fessy is going to be on the floor laughing afterward. Sam, JC comes back and Sam is like, oh, we're not doing the vote anymore. And JC's like, not what? No, I wanted to do the vote. And they're all just cracking up. This is great stuff. Just a nice little interlude in the middle of the night from Sam.
Yeah, just bizarro house meeting. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm with JC. It would have been fun. Because if we've noticed anything from votes this season, it bothers people when the votes aren't where they think it is. And you know this wouldn't have gone the way Sam wanted it to. So it would have been fun to see Sam a little bit unhinged. But I digress. I'm very okay with the fact that they didn't vote ultimately.
Yes. JC's like, I knew Rockstar would never go along with that plan. Then we get Bailey and Rockstar. And Bailey is going to come up to Rockstar out of nowhere and, you know, I talked about Julie last night. It seems like forever ago that I talked about it, but I talked about Julie last night, being Jack Bauer. Bailey was full on Jack Bauer torturing Rockstar. You did it, Rockstar. I know you did it. Don't you lie to me. You're an actress. Come on, come on, Rockstar. Admit it to me. You were the vote. You have a secret alliance with Brett. Rockstar's like, no, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I hate Brett. I hate him. Why were you having secret conversations with him?
I didn't. I never talked to Brett. I never said a word to him.
I saw you. I saw you talking to him earlier in the week.
No, it didn't happen.
Bailey's just like, well, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that. So now, oh, great. Now you're telling me that everyone else is lying to me and I can't trust anyone. Well, that's going to be your fault then, that I can't trust anyone else. If it wasn't you, that makes it your fault.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust anyone either.
No, that's not true. You have friends. I don't have friends. So you should screw yourself. This is the worst. Mm-hmm. And then she storms off.
Yeah. Well, also, you missed a couple points in there where, you know, Rockstar was like, what? Shut up. Don't be loud. I'm whispering. You should whisper too. Whisper.
Yes. Yeah.
So that happens a couple
shut
times.
Shut up. If I'm whispering, you need to whisper too. Shut up. Just shut up. Just be quiet. Stop. And yes, that happens multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. And anything Rockstar tries to explain with, Bailey will not buy. She's like, I swore on my kid. You'll see when you got. I don't want to see when I get out. I want the truth now. I want it now. I want hard facts. None of this is helping me. What they're telling you in the DR doesn't mean anything to me, because Rockstar says, well, they told me I was wrong 4 times. Like, I don't care. That is not evidence. I need evidence. I need the truth. I saw you talking with him. You're telling them you didn't talk with them at all. I saw you guys in the room together. That means something. So this kind of goes on and on and on and on. And then, as you said, Bailey storms off, goes into the kitchen. Rockstar kind of follows her, goes, Bailey, can we finish that conversation? No, I can't talk when I'm mad. Like, okay, we'll talk later. Okay.
Yeah. Rockstar's like, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. And Bailey just storms off. And it's hilarious because Bailey, like, this must just be like a characteristic of hers, because this is happening again where JC makes this lie up that he saw Rockstar having a secret conversation with Brett in the Have Not Room.
Yeah.
Completely fake. He makes this up. He spreads this rumor prior to the eviction. During this argument, Bailey says, I saw you in the Have Not Room having a secret conversation with Brett. Rockstar is confused because this never happened. She's denying it. She says, I haven't spoken a word to this guy. But Bailey is saying that I saw it happen. Bailey, this is the same thing that happened with the Tyler and the Angela thing. She does this all the time where she doesn't care about the validity of what she's saying, because if she already heard it or she believes it to be correct, she's going to completely over-exaggerate the validity of it and the source of it. So, like, she thinks that Tyler wanted Angela up on the block. So because she thinks it, she's going to say Tyler said that he would only use the veto if Angela went up on the block. She thinks that Rockstar had that conversation with Brett. So she's going to say, I saw you have that conversation with Brett. It's like this has to be just something that she does automatically all the time, because it's happening all the time in this Big Brother house. And it's really, really terrible for her game, because now JC doesn't even have to perpetuate this lie himself, because Bailey is taking ownership of it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I feel like you see this characteristic in some people where they'll double down if they trust the intel enough. They'll double down and they'll put themselves there. It's like, I saw it now.
I was in that helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. The funny thing with Bailey is that she doesn't trust any of these people, but she's still doubling down, because at this moment she believes if I give her this like strict, I saw it with my own eyes, she'll have to fess up to it. So the fact that she's doing this and Rockstar is still saying, I don't know, is pissing her off. Because now it's like, well, where is it? Where is it? Where are the bodies? Like, you know where they are. I don't know anything. And my thing was Rockstar saying, well, me, you, and Haley had this final three alliance. Like, no, we don't freaking name it. It doesn't count. It's like, I don't know what she whispers. Like, that we never agreed on that name. So that doesn't mean anything to me. So it's like, okay, calm down, Bailey. Hold it, bring it in. But no, Bailey just has this thing where if she believes something, she will double down to get what she wants. She will double down to further validate the information, which, again, helps one person the most, and that is JC.
Yes. And there is a round two to this conversation that is very similar to round one. You're such a good actress, crying everywhere, Rockstar. This was just in case you're not getting the vibe of how harsh this was, you can look it up. It was very, very aggressive. A lot of people came away feeling bad for Rockstar, which should tell you something. Very Jack Bauer in this conversation. Bailey's then going to talk to Angela and then tell Angela the details of her power, not the expiration date like she did for Tyler. But she will tell her about more of the details, why she told Rachel, so on and so forth. They have this conversation. And the key here is that Angela then tells Bailey, you and Fessy are good this week. I'm not going to nominate either of you. Bailey says, perfect. That's all I need. Not going to use the power.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's literally, they correctly decided that if Fessy was on the block, that might be something that'll cause her to switch, especially because she had told Fessy, and especially because Fessy had been doing such a good job not telling anyone. So once they find out, they're like, Fessy's her soldier. Like, they're together. They're in it together. So that's a thing. So for the fact that now she feels good about this, we know almost for a fact that the people she's going to put up tomorrow, or today, sorry, are Rockstar and Scotty. So that's happening. And honestly, the move for Bailey at this one, the way she sees it is, well, this hacker app's just going to nullify anything I do. It's going to make it harder for me to have my way with my power. So she's going to try her best to hold on to it for the next 2 weeks, which, you know, we're talking about, it could be a bit of a mistake, because at the end of the day, if she does flip the nominations, yes, there are two chances for the noms to change and, you know, for her to end up on there or whatever. That's still a chance she should take, because you never know. I mean, if anything, with the Caitlyn lesson this season was, don't think they're coming back for sure, because they could easily lose the opportunity that's easy for them. So it might be the move to make, that's why she just to burn it, get out of the way. Then you're no longer the target. If you are to survive, you're kind of okay. But right now, with the power, with the fact that she's looking like more of the brains on that side, because everyone is just nutty, it's not good. It's going to be bad. And honestly, I personally feel like if they do have the opportunity, if they do win the power is needed, they will put her up on the block.
Yeah, Bailey's trying to wait out the hacker power, so that her power has a lot more power again. That said, the hacker power lasts for 2 weeks, so that'll go from 11 to 10. So she'll have her power for 1 week at 9, then it's gone at 8. So there's really no reason to try and wait the hacker power out, especially now that she knows everybody has the power. She has to recognize that there's no reason for Angela to leave her in this house, knowing she has a power that she can't control, especially if she's talking about like, well, I'm only going to protect myself and maybe Fessy with it. Well, you're not protecting me with it. And that means I'm going to be in trouble. So she absolutely should be, concerned about this and trying to use the power. Stephanie in the chat made a good point about the Bailey Rockstar confrontation. So basically, Bailey went full "What is wrong with Bailey?" version. That is exactly what happened. In this conversation, Bailey and Angela are laughing about the mean goodbye message Angela left for Rachel. They are talking about how annoying she was and how glad they are that she's gone. So they're both of a mind here in terms of being deliciously mean to poor Rachel, who I do feel for. But like, seriously, I hope that she can come to appreciate, kind of in the same way that JP has with the Big Brother Canada 3 stuff, just like appreciate the moment that she just contributed toward in the history of Big Brother. Like, she should be proud of her contribution here, because it is truly legendary.
Yeah, that was a very, 20 seasons of US Big Brother in, this was a very unique exit interview, very unique exit. So she has to at least, appreciate the fact that she got to be a part of that. And that's great. The one thing I want to bring up as well, Taryn, is that the fact that it's Angela as HOH. Bailey and Angela have had this like weird connection from the Amazons. Beginning. Yeah, exactly. They've got their alliance. So if it was anyone else on the opposing side, if it was Casey, if it was Brett, I could see Bailey consider using it a little more than she is now. But it's also Angela now. And Angela talking about the way she did. Angela, you know, being straight up, being like, that girl, Rachel, she gave your secret away. I slammed her in my goodbye. I am with you. If I don't win, I want you to be the first Black house guest to win Big Brother. That would be amazing. I want to send the final two with you. Once she says all this, Bailey's not going to want to look her in the eye and say, I'm not going to use it, and then turn around and use it. So it was like the one worst person for her, aside from Tyler, to win this power from the opposing side. So I think that also contributes into her not wanting to use it this week. And it's kind of giving her a false sense of security of, oh, I must be safe. Therefore, I can at least save it for next week and the week after, trying to avoid the next week as well, which is a mistake.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, Bailey doesn't want to have to look Angela in the face and say, like, I'm changing your nominations after all the conversations they have and the relationship that they have. Angela, though, is perfectly willing to look Bailey in the face as she backdoors her, because Angela is one stone cold mother effer, and I love her for it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So JC and Tyler are both going to agree they want Bailey to go this week. They need to get her out before she can use her power. They want to vote her out with that idol in her pocket, as they've as people have said.
Yeah, that's the plan right now. That is the plan right now for those guys.
Yes. Then we're going to get Haley, Fessy, and Scotty are all going to talk to Angela. Rockstar is also going to talk to Angela. Angela's going to have some one-on-ones. They all agree, Haley, Fessy, they're going to agree, if I win the hacker power, I'll tell you, and I'm not going to use it.
Yeah.
And Angela's like, great. Angela handling this HOH very well so far. She talks to Scotty. She tells Scotty that the one thing she's concerned about is that she heard that he was saying her name. He was. She's trying to deny, or he's trying to deny it a little bit, like, hey, it was Rachel that I was really going after. You know, I just kind of saw you as a pair with her, but then I heard about Casey, then she was kind of a pair as well. So, you know, it's a blah, blah, blah. He's like, she's trying to weasel out a little bit, but he kind of understands as well the reasoning he was saying her name. So she does kind of let out, I might put you up as a pawn, maybe next to Rockstar, something along those lines. You'd be the pawn. I fully expect you to win the hacker or the veto. I'd be very happy if you did. I don't want you to go home, but you might go up as a pawn because I have heard my name come from you. And Scotty is not going to push back too hard against that. He says, like, you know, he understands. He's not going to try and screw whoever with the hacker power, so on and so forth. And so that's all kind of taken care of.
Yeah, pretty well. I feel like Scotty made the right call here by not pushing back all that much, because once you know they know you've said their name, honestly, it's a blessing if they're saying you're a pawn. Also, this is the type of week, like, as a fan, you should know, this is the type of week I have two chances to get myself off
So many different possibilities for not going home.
Yeah, and, like, being on the block might be even better, because everyone's guaranteed that first hacker app, but not everyone's guaranteed the veto, so that gives you two chances. It's a good situation to be in at this point, especially if you're not the main target, or so you're being told. Don't push back right now.
Yeah. And there's nothing he could do about it anyway.
No,
this is not a situation with Rachel and Bailey, where if Rachel pushes back, Bailey changes. And that's why the question of, if somebody tells you you're going up as a pawn, should you fight back? How much should you fight back is such a tricky one, because it's so situational. I do agree. In this spot, there's nothing Scotty can say to convince Angela to not do this. So he might as well be all right, we'll focus on some other things in the meantime. Level 6 is going to have a meeting. And they're even talking about, like, should we change our name? Cause we're down to 4 now. But they keep telling us in the DR to say level 6. Cause we're not calling you level 4. We're calling you level 6. We're calling the other side Faute. You can't get away from level 6. They have a new hand signal though. With 4 fingers and then 2 fingers to, signify their fallen comrades. I'm sure Rachel is loving that, very happy for level 6. She's probably cheering them on from home right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's the number one fan, obviously. She's going to be advocating for them moving forward. Rachel might be the more exciting one for me to see on Twitter. I know that we were excited for Caitlyn, but Rachel might be the more interesting get at this point. So we'll see how she's reacting in the next couple of days when she gets out into the real world.
I have hopes. I have hopes for Rachel. I feel like Rachel can come out on Twitter and be like, I'm super pissed at these people, but man, they got me. Like, you know, I really messed myself up. But what a moment that was. I feel like she's got potential here. I hope she doesn't go down the spiral of bitter, angry house guest, because that would be disappointing. Yeah.
No, I hope not. I mean, like, she was one who was really close to getting in the last couple seasons, or after Jackie, I would say she's applied. So she gets her chance. She gets in. Obviously, she wants to make it as far as she can. Coming up a little short of what you believe to be jury, if jury ends up being confirmed. Obviously, it's kind of heartbreaking. But all things considered, she's a fan of the game. I think she'll appreciate it as well. I'm with you. I think, like, once we watch the On the Block with Ross and Marissa today, she'll probably still be holding in some of that anger. But once she's let out into the real world, she talks to Winston, they'll be fine. It'll all be good.
Yeah. And obviously, like, she'll need to see what's been going on and everything. Like, she has a lot to learn, I think. So yes, the level six, they celebrate. They're happy about all of the work that they've done, and they should be. This has been pretty crazy. And then they sneak out of the room so that nobody sees them. That's just a nice little cap to this night, which is just a fantastic night of feats.
Absolutely. And, you know, Taryn, like, you guys talking on the round table and you putting up the question of which side are you rooting for, and level six having the majority. You talked about this perfectly today, talking about how this is a unique situation where the underdog team is someone we're rooting for to be blindsided. We're rooting for them to get surprised. And the longer level six is able to keep such a strong hold and connection on them, like, amongst themselves, and then with the house situation, it's beautiful to watch. It's been a great season to watch. And in part, it has to do with the fact that Vaute is pretty ridiculously sometimes stupid. And level six is just a very loyal bunch of people that are not faltering from the moves they need to make to be together. So it's working, and it's working really well.
Yeah. And it's so much fun. People are asking about the jury. They were informed that they have officially made the jury. The jury starts this week. So, and they all know that now. So, you know, no 7-person jury. It's going to be a 9-person jury. Mm-hmm. They know about it. It has started. Puya, anything else you want to bring up from last night?
We've covered pretty well everything. Just a recap. The house meeting was about 10:40. BBT. And then the first confrontation between Rockstar and Bailey was around 11:20. So those would be the two timestamps you're going to want to look at. We didn't really talk about the Fessy and Haley. Do you want to talk about that, Taryn, or should we just pretend it didn't happen and move on?
Well, I mean, I feel like we mentioned it. I mean, if you want, we can, I mean, we can, honestly, dive in.
Not much happened. I just feel like I get once a week to kind of, like, you know.
Yes. All right. Yes. Yes. You always bring some great insight to the Fessy Haley stuff. So,
oh, I love it. I love it so much. So they're in the storage room and they're talking about, it's funny because I feel like everything reigns true with what you've been saying on the updates, where Fessy's trying hard. He thinks he's playing hard to get, but really he's playing, please come take me. And then Haley, she doesn't want him, but she kind of loves the attention. She's okay with him approaching her. So they're sitting there. So the way they're situated is Haley is sitting on the counter and Fessy has his hands on Haley. And they're discussing stuff. And it's pretty much, so my favorite takeaways are these. Fessy's saying, I don't feel jealous about Brett at all, but you're entertaining you're entertaining his, like, gaze, you're entertaining his moments, you're entertaining
his male gaze.
Yeah. And like, she's like, well, you're not sitting on my lap, you don't give me good massages, he gives me massages. I'm happy he's here because, you know, he's funny and he gives me good massages and he hangs out. He's like, you don't give me that attention. He's like, well, do you want me to give you that attention? Like, god damn, these two are so annoying, because Fessy just wants to hear her say I want you so bad. And Haley wants the attention without asking for the attention. So this is just always good. As long as these two are together, this is always going to be the case. And this is always going to be the way it's going to go. Because he believes she doesn't want us to be a thing in this house, but I like her. And she believes he likes me. I don't really want him, but like if he's coming around hanging out, I'm cool with that. As long as he's not being this possessive dillweed that he has been. So this is just going to keep going. He says, I'm not jealous of him. I just feel like you entertain him and his like approach and everything. And I don't like that part. That bothers me. That annoys me. And then he says, well, now I'm stuck with this for another week since Brett is here. So, and then he talks about how he would be pissed if he was in jury and he left Haley and Brett there together. So now I want Fessy to end up in jury before those two, because that would be magnificently fun. And then the little whisper of, when we get out, I want you to be my girl. And she's like, okay. He's like, okay, okay, okay. So that's that. To Fessy, that is a binding contract. This verbal contract is binding. He's going to hold her up to it. He's going to be like, you promised a date. You said we're going to go. You're my girl now. Blah, 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 blah. That rap party at the end of the year that they have with all the alumni, that's going to be fun. So if anyone ends up making it there, just Periscope Fessy. I just want to see him like sit in a corner and sulk because Haley's communicating with other humans. This is pretty ridiculous. And this was your recap of that conversation last night.
Yes, fully expect Fessy to be just I fully expect, you know, there are often like recaps of people who go to those parties, like, oh, this is some of the goss that I heard. Fully expect people to overhear some Fessy conversations. You promised. You owe me.
I used the veto on you.
I took out my best friend.
God, he's such a nice guy. He really is. It's just awful. I hate watching him. But also, I love it. This is the inner conflict. He irritates me. As a person, his beliefs, they're all kind of annoying to me, the way he is with her. But then at the same time, I love him being there because then I get to talk about it like this every Friday. And that makes me happy.
So, yes. Yes, Fessy is our new Caitlin. Thank you everyone for joining us on this jam-packed live feed update. So much to talk about. What a great season. Very excited about the events of today. I will of course be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. I had a lot of fun last night on Twitch watching the feeds with everyone. You can check me out on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. We had a lot of fun. A lot of fun hanging out, watching this chaos unfold before us. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can follow Puya at Puyaism. Of course, on Sunday night, we will have the Sunday night episode and a recap then. And I think that's anything else, Puya?
That's pretty much it. I mean, you guys are going to have a lot of fun tuning in on Twitch with Taryn tonight, because you know today's going to be even crazier than yesterday was probably. So we're here for it. It's going to be a great time.
Should be fun. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.